Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yeah, good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trundy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know, at BBM, Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, that's National Indigenous Radio Service. So we go across the country, mob, and you can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, we're going to catch up with the guys or the girls or the lady from Murrawalaw. We have Michaela on the line. Michaela, good morning. How are you, sister?
Hi, good morning, Trev. I'm well, thank you.
Good. Are you keeping safe?
We are keeping safe. Everyone's still working from home.
Yes.
And we're doing Zoom meetings, so, yeah, it's going well.
Good, fantastic. Yep, it's a different world we're living in at the moment. And speaking of the world we're living in at the moment, COVID-19, our topic today, my sister, is how to protect yourself from COVID-19 scams. Introduce us to this topic.
No worries. So according to the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, which many of us will know it as the ACCC, hundreds of new scams have been reported since the coronavirus pandemic began. So the scammers are using this uncertainty around COVID-19 to take advantage of the vulnerable people already in our community. Mm. And what they're doing is they're providing information about this cure that's out there, or they're claiming opportunities to make money, or, you know, you can access your superannuation earlier. So that's the sort of things that are happening at the moment.
So what do these scams look like as such?
Yeah, so most of the scams look like legitimate emails or text messages from the World Health Organization, government authorities, and some legitimate businesses such as travel agents or your telephone provider, so Telstra or Optus. So the emails and text messages will generally contain a link that they want you to click, or an attachment that they want you to download. And then once you download it, they'll install some sort of malicious software onto your computer.
To put a virus into your computer, so to speak.
That's right, yeah. Mm. So it's not good for you or for your computer or your personal details as well.
So also superannuation scams as well.
Yeah, so obviously, like, superannuation is one of our greatest assets that we have, so we need to protect it. And the scammers know this. So what they're doing is they're trying to take advantage of the government's recent announcement that people can have early access to their super. Yes. If they are suffering financial hardship.
Mm-hmm.
So they are trying to obtain your personal and financial information so that they can access your superannuation funds. Very important to be aware that, you know, if you receive a call from someone and they, you know, are claiming to be an organization that can potentially get this early superannuation for you, be very careful in what you say to them, and I would advise to just hang up and then go through your own superannuation.
Okay, you there? Sorry, dear.
Yeah.
So relief payment assistance scam, what's that about?
Yeah, so this is another scam that's come about. So this is targeting people who are on Centrelink or have recently lost their jobs. So, you know, there's these phishing emails from scammers who are pretending to be from a government agency, and they're offering things like a COVID-19 payment assistance, and also providing fake employment advertisements. So, you know, click here if you want to apply for this job. You click there and then you're scammed. So, you know, if you receive these types of emails, don't open them, don't open the attachments, just delete them.
Sure.
And that way, yeah, they don't have your personal details.
And in the situation you're in at the moment, there's also scams for people who are working from home. Please explain.
Yeah. So there's a lot of people at the moment who are working from home. I think the numbers have increased significantly.
Big time.
And what they're doing is they're sending these emails for donations to support this coronavirus relief fund. So I personally haven't received it, but I've seen that it's out there.
Mm.
So if you are in the situation where you want to donate money to, you know, a fundraiser or cause for this coronavirus, go directly through the official organisation. Yes. Go through their links. Don't go through the links that some, you know, random person has sent you an email for. That way, you know, the money's going to go to the right place and you're not going to be scammed as a result.
Okay. Also, how can you recognise email scams?
So if you receive an email and there's a link, what you should do is just hover your mouse over the link first, just to check whether the link is legitimate. So, for example, if it's www.netflix.com and you hover over the link and it's got Netflix with like four X's on the end, you know it's not going to be a legitimate email.
Four X's, that's the sign, is it?
Yeah, oh, that's just an example. So they'll misspell some words in the URL. So just be mindful of that. And as I said, don't click on the link. Another thing that you can do to protect yourself is to also be aware of their spelling and grammatical errors in the email. So if a sentence doesn't read properly or it just looks a bit weird, I'd assume that would be a scam. Mm. Also avoid emails that are asking you to, you know, act now. So press on this link now or click here right now. Give me your
Now. I want the money now.
Yeah. That's what they're trying to do.
Now, how can you protect yourself? How can you protect yourself, Michaela?
Yeah, so as I've been saying, just delete the email or the text message or the social media message that, you know, I've been sending you. Don't click on the links. Don't click on the attachments. And also never respond to messages or calls that are asking you for those personal details. Mm-hmm. And if they are, then contact your, you know, organisation independently. Don't go through whoever's just called you. Don't let anyone pressure you into making decisions. And another good tip is to ensure that your computer security is up to date so that you've got your antivirus software and your spyware software to protect yourself.
Gee, that's a beautiful word, isn't it? Antivirus, that's what we're looking for at the moment in more ways than one. What about for those vulnerable people who have been scammed? What can you do if you have been scammed?
So if you believe that you've been scammed, you must report it through the ACCC. So the website is www.scamwatch.gov.au/report-a-scam, and you'll need to provide as much detail of the scam as you can when you make your report. And another thing is, if you believe that you have provided your financial or your superannuation details to the scammer, call your organisation immediately because they might be able to stop the payment or just close your account completely.
All right, fantastic. Where can I find legitimate information about coronavirus?
Don't listen to anything the scammers are saying. Definitely go through the information that's on Department of Health, World Health Organization, the Australian government's website, and I've recently figured out that you can download the government's Corona Australia app on your iPhone or your mobile phone, and that provides you with information as well.
Good. It's worth looking into, of course. Where can I go for advice and assistance?
So if you want, you can contact ID Care, and they are a free government-supported service that helps people whose identity has been stolen. And also you can contact the Australian Cyber Security Centre. As I mentioned it before, you can also contact the ACCC when you make your report. The Queensland Office of Fair Trading also deals with these issues, and their number is 137468. And if you need a private solicitor, you can contact the Queensland Law Society on 1300 367 757.
Right, fantastic. Look, a sad conversation that we need to have, but a very important one in the space that we're living in at the moment. And so-called scammers, they'll use any vehicle that's out there in regarding scamming vulnerable people. And because we're in panic situations, well, we're looking at the social media and internet and emails for information, safety, support, financial, whatever. And so our mind's clouded in a way, so we can get, you could say, easily scammed. But we need to be careful, yep.
Yeah, we have to be so careful. They're trying to target financially vulnerable people in our community already. It's pretty scary.
Mom, we need to take care. Okay, take on board the information that Michaela from Murrah Law has introduced there. So thank you very much, Michaela. Before you go, my sister, who's Murrah Law?
So Marawa Law is the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm that specialises in commercial and Indigenous land law. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can call us on 4041 3088.
Represent, leading from the front, my sister. Thank you very much. All the best to you and your deadly team. You stay safe, and hopefully we'll be yarning back at your office
soon. Sounds good. Thank you. You stay safe as well.
Okay, Michaela. Bye, dear.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there with Michaela. Michaela from Amara Law. And the topic there is how to protect yourself from COVID-19 scams. And yes, they're out there. So they'll scam you by your superannuation scam or a relief payment through Centrelink, what have you, working from home when you're at home doing stuff. So just be careful when you're opening up emails or attachments. And if not, you can report it to the ACCC. And that's all the www.scamwatch.gov.au. /report -a-scam. So that's the way you need to do it. Otherwise, you can call Queensland Office Fair Trading 137468 and Queensland Law Society if you need a private lawyer 1300 367 757. To Deadly Mob, take care, look after yourself, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. You know that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the Baldy One, Trevor Tim, Treddy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bummer Bip Media 98.7 FM. Give the Murray a call, let's have a yarn. Your mob, Too Deadly.
Listen up, Curry Rap, MC Mooks, Black Fella Entertainment. My fly, yeah, so it's red, black, and yellow, yellow, yellow. Always was and always will be, but I'll always be rapping my country. My fly, yeah, so it's red, black, and yellow, yellow, yellow. Always was and always will be, but I'll always be rapping my country. It's red, black, and yellow, yeah, that's my flag, bros. Hate it or love it, I'll raise my flag up. We about to come up in dozens of it, they're mad. But just because you done jail time, you think you bad, huh? It's kinda funny how some people lack. Looking like dummies, no knowledge is what you people lack. Aboriginals coming, so where my people lack? If we keep it 100, you can't compete with that. Stuff you're gonna rap, I do this for my mum and dad. My daughter, my two sisters, and my pop and nan. My nieces and nephews, I can't stop at that. 11 brothers, different mothers, yeah, they've got my back. I've got a couple day oneers I've known since a young and real ones and never turned their back. Yeah, I love them now, it's time we crush them and show you what I'm about. From the east to the west, from the north to the south, that's my flag. Yeah, so it's always red, black, and yellow, yellow, yellow. Always was and always will be, but I'll always be repping my country, my flag. Yeah, so it's red, black, and yellow, yellow, yellow. Always was and always will be, but I'll always be repping my country.
You brass the black, yeah. Talk up and get smacked down when my brother's up on his track. Now black is the color of my skin, the color of the night, the color of me in the wrong, now I'm in the right. Yellow's what they call me, cause I got the lighter skin. But a yellow hello, just to get the brothers in. For my relos, relos, yeah, you know my love is here. But I rap for my country, cause I'll always be my kin. Red rum, the red roars, the blood of a soul. Red sunsets, and when it's going down for sure. Make me mad and I'll leave you red blood on the floor. I bleed for my people, red blood to the core. Black, yellow, red, yeah, you heard what I said. If you starting on my mama, take it up, don't forget. Black history to this country, got a mad step. Black, yellow, red, off the shirt of it, I guess.
My flag, yeah, it's always red, black, and yellow, yellow, yellow. Always was and always will be, but I'm always keep up at my country. My flag, yeah, it's always red, black, and yellow, yellow, yellow. Always was and always will be, but I'm always keep up at my country.
Black Fella Entertainment.
My name's Raven and you're listening to Talk Black on BBM 98.7 FM.
Very good morning, your Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Daily Program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BB and Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can give me a call, have your say here on your Daily Program on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'm going to have a daily chat now with the Senior Industrial Officer from Independent Education Union. That's John Spriggs on the line. John, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Just talking regarding the IEU response to the federal government's early childhood package. Look, any funding coming our way is exciting. It gives us the tool to move forward in our space. But there's still a few bit of holes there in regard to the package, yes?
Yes, we're concerned that it's not going to provide enough money to keep all of the employees employed who were previously working in early childhood care and education.
So, well, at first glance, the government's pledged to pay 50% of the centre's revenue based on early March enrolments and will provide sufficient support for many centres. But the announcement means sector-wide in terms of jobs. Let's talk about that space.
Yes, well, 50% of what they previously received from parent fees just logically leaves a space that needs to be filled somehow, because we're talking here about the lives of workers who work in these services. If they can't be employed for the same number of hours that they're previously employed for, well, that has an impact on them as well.
Exactly. And also, the announcement does not apply to preschools. Is that the case?
No, preschools are generally funded by either, by the state governments.
Mm.
So I'm aware that in New South Wales and Queensland, the state government has made separate announcements. Preschools in New South Wales, they're called kindergartens here in Queensland. Mm-hmm. But there have been separate announcements.
These include JobKeeper payments and the $14 million Community Child Care Fund Special Circumstances Grant Opportunity?
Well, the special circumstance grant, I've been told, has now been closed by government.
Mm-hmm.
In relation to kindergartens and preschools, the announcements by the various state governments mean that the income they're receiving will result in them not being eligible for the JobKeeper subsidy.
And the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, made no mention of work, health and safety issues for staff in early childhood education centres. And open service is only good to staff and it's safe service. So we're talking about safety, yeah?
Of course we're talking about safety. It's, you know, you think about it, children, they don't have the same concept of personal space that adults do.
Exactly.
And the recommendation for 1.5 metres, how do you tell
how
a child?
How do you police that? Exactly, tell a child, that's right, don't touch me.
Yeah, particularly a child that needs comfort or exactly. Reassurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a, how you say, like I said, different world we're living in at the moment, John, you know, and it's great that the government are looking at funding and putting money towards the situation and moving forward in this space. But there's a lot, like I said, as I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of potholes in regard to moving forward and with the money that's at the table.
Yes, we totally agree with you. We've been doing our best to provide information to both federal government and to various state governments, but sometimes, you know, we have concerns about not being listened to.
Do you feel that it's because if it's not delivered, like in regard to the preschool funding package, that parents may abandon preschools?
Look, that's a very real risk, and that would have significant negative consequences because the research is there that says the year of educational program before children go into school is invaluable for the future of the child.
Mm.
It gives them so many social skills. It prepares them well for what's going to happen later. So if parents do abandon preschool and kindergarten, that's going to have a negative impact in the long term.
So it's fair to say that, yes, the IEU welcomes the federal government's early childhood education care relief package, but it seems like a band-aid solution, yeah?
Well, look, any money going into the sector at this stage, we've got to welcome.
Of course.
But, you know, we just think that there could be more information received by the various levels of government. Some of it could be better targeted. We need to ensure that children can continue to receive their early education, and we need to ensure that the people who work in early education can continue themselves to live their lives. And the balance, I don't think, is quite right yet.
Yes. And look, we are talking about our future Australians, so it's a very important space. John Spriggs, I thank you very much for your conversation. Look, all the best to you and your team. And look, stay safe, and we'll talk soon, John.
All the best to you also. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. John Spriggs, his name is Independent. He's a senior industrial officer for Independent Education Union, the IEU. And look, they cautiously welcomed the federal government's early childhood education and care relief package, which was announced on Tuesday, 2nd April, which appears to embrace some of the sector's concerns, but not all concerns. You mob can have your say, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. You're yarning with the ball, you on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National News Radio Service. Give me a call, let's have a yarn, your mob, too deadly.
Me, you call a Kungai from Yoruba, where my people reside. All us Aboriginal people are divided into 500 different tribes. place to hunt and roam. Reserved for the past and present, 'cause it's our Aboriginal spiritual home. But you may call it divide and conquer, hey, but no more. You've lived a lie. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Hey, me you call a Pungai, from Yarraba where my people reside. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother?
You're not sure who to turn to for legal advice? Want someone who knows what you and your mob need? Need to find someone you can trust? Call Marawa Law. They are the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm and the legal advisor of choice for government, business and traditional owner groups in the commercial and Indigenous law sector. They are 100% Indigenous owned and help their clients with the right advice in native title, joint ventures, leasing, property and lots more. Choose a law firm that understands you, Marawa Law. Visit marawalaw.com.au or call today on 07-404-1300-88.
Station sponsor.
Little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Yeah, Big Yarn in Circle, National Talk Black. Give the Murray a call, 1-800-422-416. The Murray's the baldy one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know at BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text our brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All right, hope you're staying safe, you mob, doing what you need to do. We are containing this virus. We are doing a good job. So hats off to everybody, and fantastic. Proud of your mob, and especially our mob. We need to do what we need to do to protect our elders, and they are the vulnerable people in regards to this COVID-19. Australia's government's international COVID-19 helpline. Don't forget that. 1-800-020-080. That number again for Australian government's national COVID-19 helpline. 1-800-020-080. That's fantastic. And if you've got any information, or you got any questions, queries, call that number. Also, Community Recovery Hotline, 1-800-173-349. Community Recovery Hotline, 1-800-173-349. And coming to you live here from First Nation Radio Station, BBM, is Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Curry. All Daily Yards. We're going to try and catch up very soon with Craig Glover. He's a telehealth doctor, North Queensland spokesperson for us mob up here in North Queensland, so we can catch up and have a yarn and find out in regard to telehealth. And like I said, we're in yarn with Craig Glover, telehealth doctor, NQ spokesperson. But you can add to the conversation by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. And you're yarning with the baldy one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry. Want to hear what you've got to say here in Daily Program. But let's go to Craig Glover on the line. Craig, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Trevor, how are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Craig, where are you based?
I'm in Brisbane. Was from Harvey Bay, but in Brisbane right now, mate, in the isolated town of Brisbane.
Yeah, isolated. There is, and that's a very popular word at the moment, isolation. COVID-19's upon us, but look, a majority of people are behaving. They're doing their bit. They're abiding by the rules, staying at home and 1.5 metres and all the above. But you've got a fantastic service, telehealth. So tell us about that, please, brother.
Yeah, no worries, Trevor. Thanks, mate. So telehealth is great. Certainly fits in with the latest COVID-19 requirements of social isolation and distancing. So it's basically an online doctor's consultation service where you can access it from your smartphone, laptop, iPad, any similar device, computer, and you can basically just book online. Doctor contacts you. You do the consultation face-to-face, very similar to Skype or FaceTime. The doctor can provide you with a diagnosis, give you peace of mind as to whatever your query may be. If you require medication, we can send through a script, and that can go to your local pharmacy, and it can be dispensed within minutes of the consultation completing. So, look, it's a great service, and it's safe, it's secure, it's private, it's in your own home.
Yes.
And again, you're not having to put yourself out there to be exposed, or expose others, perhaps, you know, within this COVID-19 crisis.
And look, the COVID-19 is, look, it's a viral disease, it's contagious, you know, and that gets people in a mental health position in regard to anxiety. So this covers that as well. It puts your mind at ease that you've got a phone number you can call and have a yarn to a doctor.
Exactly right, exactly. And, you know, it's interesting that you note the mental health side of things, and I have spoken to several patients over the last couple of weeks since COVID-19 hit us, and anxiety is a big one, as is depression, and quite a lot of people, they go hand in hand, and going to a doctor's clinic where it could be, you know, overwhelmed with patients that are possibly ill, could even be carrying the COVID-19 virus, it does present quite a few issues for people, and I'm finding some patients would prefer just not to go and ride it out rather than get a professional opinion on what their next step should be. And that's certainly where telehealth comes in, and it provides that peace of mind so that you know as the patient whether you just need to self-isolate or whether we need to go to the next level.
And you have that phone number there, please, Craig?
I certainly do. Look, it is an online service, but we do have a phone number as well, which is 1-300-255-62.
So that number again, 1-300-255-62?
That is correct. Yep, 100%. The quickest way, though, to jump the queue is to just jump online and make the booking. It takes all of about 2 minutes, so it's very, very simple.
User-friendly?
To Northern Queensland. Oh, yes, very. It has to be for me to be able to use it.
Thank you. There you go, Craig. Thank you. Guinea pig.
Yes, that's right. That's right. I had to make it so just... You know, it's just touch one button and the rest just works for you. So it's very, very simple to navigate. And look, all you need, you don't need FaceTime, you don't need Skype. We've got our own secure portal. We send you an SMS with the link. As long as you've got access to internet, you've got access to a doctor.
Fantastic. And this is mainly for all the mob in North Queensland, so from Port Douglas to Serena, as far as Charters Towers, yep.
Yes, look, even further than Charters. We go out to Maxwellton, Hughenden, those areas down to Dysart, Moranbah, Middlemount.
Good.
So it's that big footprint there of North Queensland, and as you say, it's certainly, you know, we're definitely trying to reach out to the mobs and get everybody involved and educated on what a good service this is, so that people don't need to put it off.
Yes.
They can access a doctor whenever they need to, and that's 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 24 hours per day.
All right, fantastic. Craig, beautiful information. Thank you very much for sharing. So to all our mob out there, there is a number, 1-300-255-62. Otherwise, go online, all the W's, telehealth,
doctor.nq.com.au.
Thank you
for North Queensland.
North Queensland, of course. Craig, thank you very much. All the best to you and your deadly team, and you stay safe, you and your family as well, brother.
And the same to you and all of the residents in our community up there in far north Queensland as well. Cool. Stay safe, guys.
Thank you, brother. All the best. Bye-bye, Craig.
Thank you. Bye.
A deadly yarn there. His name is Craig Glover, and Craig Glover is the telehealth Dr. NQ spokesperson. So to everybody in North Queensland, as well as Central Queensland as well, as he mentioned, there is a phone number, 1-300-255-62. That number again, sorry, 1-300-255-62. 1-300-255-62. Otherwise, go online. User-friendly it is, your mob, so you can do it on your phone as well as a laptop or iPad. All the W's dot telehealth. Dr. NQ, all one word, telehealthdrnq.com.au. And look, that's a way of getting information from your doctor, like a house call online or on the phone. So look, nice way of doing it, and it prevents people from going to see the doctor physically, you know, and put your mind at ease, which is a very important tool to put our mind at ease and we're yarning with the doctor and feeling safe if you've got a bit of a cough thing going on, you know. And don't forget about the flu shots coming around. They're out there and ready to go. So do what you need to do to get yourself regaining a flu shot. because you don't want a double whammy-bammy, and the flu shot will prevent you getting a flu that can turn into COVID-19. We don't know, so you just need to do what you need to do to keep yourself safe, you mob. All right, we've got about 15 minutes left on the program. Add to the conversation, National Talk Black, Yarnum with the Baldy on air, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and I'm taking you right through 12 noon Queensland time before your local mob. Stay online, because I'll take you for a special COVID-19 program, and been doing that for the last couple of weeks, and take you right up to 1 o'clock, so you can still call me on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Want to hear what you're going to say? Mob 2 Deadly.
I got this. Yeah.
No time for no wine, just a little out of line. Grind a bit beyond the right thing. Having positive mind frame. Group a nearly dream. Go on, ailing much you are. Fit my echo, you two thinking you're minal ulane. It's not about fame. Kicking goals, opening doors to a new era. Making sure it's correct. Not an error, otherwise you will disconnect. And the darkest days won't last forever. Even brighter days come sooner or later. Yeah, go in, thinking much you, but you're not. Really need no more worry from the world. Gotta do what you gotta do. It's up to you where you wanna head up to. It is hard, you're gonna have to break through. They turning up the pressure till it breaks you. So break through, come on.
They come, they go, but this I know. I will not let them hold me back, no. I should, I score, I give my all, my future. I am in control.
The ball running for the future got me feeling like a preacher. There's nothing that you can't achieve when you're a seeker. Say what? Keep on moving straight ahead and be your icon like a pillar for the next gen. Okay, okay.
They come, they go, but this I know. I will not let them hold me back no more. I shoot, I score, I give my all, my future. I am in control.
Okay. I got flour, some sugar, tea. No. Was all they gave to those old families. Flour, sugar, tea. No. Don't you know that it's killing me? Oh, I got it bad. Got those missing ration boots. I used to be a hunter, hunting on the plain. Fishing by the river, there was plenty of game. Plenty of greens, plenty of meat. And all those families can find a way. For flour, sugar, and tea. And no. That's all they gave those old families. Yeah. I said flour, sugar, and tea. I don't know,
game since they took their hunting ground. They can't find a job to earn their keep. They're locked up in jail for necking a sheep. Blow power, sugar, and tea. Oh, no, no, no. Was all they gave to those old families. Yeah, I said power, sugar, tea. Oh, no, no, no. Don't you know that it's killing me? I said I got it bad. Got those mission rations good. Now, sometime I was never talking about the good old days. But when I do, I'm telling you better listen what they say. Then you start to realize you must have had it hard. But all they could find on me was Johnny Cake and love. Of power, sugar, and tea. Oh, no, no, no. Was all they gave to those old families. Doesn't say a word. She gotta go out chopping to feed her family. But don't forget the flour, the sugar and the tea. Oh, that flour, sugar and tea. I know, no, no. Why's all they gave those old families? Yeah.
On your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, muck around. Give me a call, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, Yana with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service. We go across the country, mob, so you can have your say and yarn up strong. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Hope you're travelling well, your mob. Been keeping safe and doing what you need to do. We are in a different world at the moment, uncharted waters, as I keep saying, and it's very important that we need to adhere to the rules that are in place and staying at home and not leaving home. And if you don't need to, only go out for essential stuff, whether it be grocery shopping or exercise or going to work or appointments, doctor appointments, what have you. So stay safe. And if you're at about 1.5 metres away from each other, they say social distance. I say physical distance because we need to keep the social up. You know, Murray want to yarn and have a deadly yarn and talk about what's happening. Not gossip, but good way yarns, you know. So keep doing the social thing. That's very important. And you can do that by keeping 1.5 metres away from each other. If you go to sneeze or cough, make sure you do that into your elbow, into your sleeve there. If you use a tissue, discard it and do what you need to do and slow down on the toilet paper, you mob. Which way? Enough now. Look, add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Got another 10-odd minutes on the national program and continue with the local special COVID-19 program. Trendy Trevor and Mike. Now, for a Cooktown Women's Shelter, for all that deadly beautiful women out there, Cooktown Women's Shelter, that's a Ganthu Wee Bayan Cooktown Women's Shelter. Look, they're available 24 hours per day. So if you or someone you know wants to escape from domestic or family violence, please call 0458-592-314. Number again for Cooktown Women's Shelter, 0458-592-314. And always remember, domestic and family violence, it's not our mob's way. So we need to contain it and behave there, and especially your brothers out there, look before you leap, so to speak. Think before you speak, and think before you act. Very important. Love and respect our beautiful women and children. Have you say your mob yarn up strong. We've got about 9 minutes left on the program. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, beautiful voice, Jeffrey Gurumul Yerubingu, here on your daily program. That's Murrumbu. And your program, National Talkback, 1-800-422-416. We've got someone on the line. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning again, brother. Yeah, brother. I see on social media, and I hear, like with our mob, because our mob was brought up religiously, a lot of the missions in reserve, and a lot of them, I'm coming out here on this radio, but I'll bring it up. I'm talking about the end times, God and Jesus. Mm. One of the things I can say about black fellows and white fellows, it's a lot of black fellows and white fellows, they've given up the church, they've given up God, brother, and you can't blame them because of with the church and all the sexual abuse, Roger Pell and all his mob. And I want to say, brother, I want to go back on what I said before about, like Yoruba, I come from a honorable place. I said, it's good that the army was at the roadblocks and Palm Island about them five people in the tinny wanted to go to Palm. I said, it was good. Then I thought about you and Robbie, and you come from an honorable place. He said, it's the profession, they're better knowledgeable than we are. And I'm wondering, because of Easter, I'm wondering, are we complicit in handing all our freedom over to the government and the powers to be? Because during that time, I don't know, so the Bible say that when, like I said before, that Hujiru Nunaka, Catherine Walker, when she wrote the poem, Charter of Right, and she wanted the word that rhymed with conscious. And the only word that she could find to rhyme was conscious. And of course, Pontius Pilate, Pontius, he said to the people, he said, shall we hang Jesus? But no, but the people said, no, they put it back. And the conscience, he didn't have that conscience. And are we sort of saying, like when I said, it's good that the soldiers, I'm sorry, the army, the army was after the police, and it was good that the five blokes in the tennis, it was good that Robbie and yourself said, it's up to the professionals. And I'm asking, are we complicit in having a lot of control over it? Because, I'm seeing on social media and Christian people are talking about the end times and about the mark of the beast and chips and all these kind of double acne, but I really don't know. I am an ex-gummy from are you okay? I'm just using this way because it helps a voice. But I put it back to Radio Land, here, brother. Thank you, brother, for letting me have that voice. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you very much, someone too deadly. Adding to the conversation, as always, and fantastic to have his input, our National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. And you mob can do the same, but you may have to do that tomorrow because Murray going to sign off here for National Talk Black, but you local mob stick around because Trinity Trevor going to take you right through to 1 o'clock with the special COVID-19 program. And look, if you want to give us a call and tell us what you're doing and how you're entertaining the kids and how you're travelling in this weird world that we're living in at the moment, and we need to be patient and be adapting to what's in place. But look, otherwise, your mob, thank you for your company. Thank you for your time. And be yarning soon. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. But you can always contact us via text 045-714-0550. 24/7, of course, and 24/7 with the Facebook page, BBM 987 FM. And look, a powerful tool, voice for our people, and one of many. Thank you to the beautiful First Nation network of radio stations that we got around this deadly country. And it is a team effort in this space that we need. We need that yarn and that communication. And we, First Nation Radio Mob, are doing that and communicating with you and entertaining you. Murray Gunasov, thank you very much for coming. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, stay safe, more importantly. And for your local mob, stick around. Trinity Trev, 1-800-422-416.
I've been thinking about what you have been saying lately. You're not understanding my point. Won't you just take a little more time to listen? You said you needed to get away, so you left, traveled away in the next boat. I thought, can we really be living in another life, live another life? Baby, why?
Baby, why?
Can I say when all you've got? This game you play, baby, what?
Baby, what?
Can I say it when you're turning your back on?